Ayush, please start with Ramokar Mantra. We'll all join our hands and close our eyes. Ayush, Ramokar Mantra.
Namo Ariyaram, Namo Setharam, Namo Ariyaram, Namo Ovajayaram, Namo Loisavitavunam.
Natasha, ऐसो पंच नमो यारो.
ऐसो पंच नमो यारो सर्व पाव पनासनो मंगला लंचे सर्वेसीम परमम हवाई मंगलम.
अर्जुन चतारी मंगल पाठ.
ओके चतारी मंगलम अरिहंत मंगलम चित्त मंगलम साधु मंगलम केवली पनतो दमो मंगलम चित्तारि लोकोत्तम अयंत लोकोत्तम चित्त लोकोत्तम साधु लोकोत्तम केवली पनतो दमो लोकोत्तम चित्तारि शरणम पाजामि अयंत शरणम पाजामि Siddha Sharanam Paujami, Kevli Panato Dhamma Sharanam Paujami.
No, one thing you missed out. Sahu Sharanam Paujami.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Okay, Jai Chinendra to all. Okay, we'll start with Diya. Diya, do you remember those four lines? 24 Tithankar's name. The four lines we learned.
Yes.
Okay, please tell us.
Rishabha Ajita Sambhava Atinanda Samati Parmata Tatra Jinarai Chandra Kukupashita Chirata Jinavata Puja Pujita Kurarai Vimala Antadana Jasa Utta Chanti Kuntu Atamali Manai Munisura
Very good. Okay. Arush, do you remember the name of first Tithankar? We learned in last session, I told you. First Tithankar.
Rajnath Bhagwan.
And it is Rishabh Dev.
Rishabh Dev.
Yeah, okay, it's okay. And second, if you remember,
can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, it's Rishabh Dev. He's first. Who's second? Do you know that? Second is Ajit Nath. What it is? It's what? Second is what? Ajit Nath. Okay, fine. Arjun, you remember all the 24 names? Arjun?
Yes, it just kicked me off. I'm sorry.
Okay. 24 names.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Sumatinath.
Very good.
Suparshwanath. No, I skipped one.
Yeah.
Chandraprabh.
No, Sumati Nath. Then fifth is Sumati Nath. Who is sixth?
Sixth is
Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhav, Abhinandan, सुमति
I know it's a
या
Parshwa. It's not.
नो सुमति से द लाइन ना कंप्लीट द फर्स्ट लाइन ऋषभ
अजित संभव अभिनंदन
सुमति
सुमति not sure. I've
पद्म
forgotten.
पद्म
Plug.
सुमति पद्म सुपार्श्व जिन राय
Suparshwa Jin Rai.
या सो सुमति पद्म सुपार्श्व जिन राय सो इज द सिक्स्थ पद्म
Six.
अर्जुन
Wait.
कैन हियर मी
It's a little crackly.
ओके नाउ
It's a little better.
इट्स फाइन नाउ अर्जुन
Yes.
ओके हु इज सिक्स्थ एंड सी फर्स्ट इज ऋषभ देव अजित नाथ संभव नाथ अभिनंदन नाथ सुमति नाथ देन सिक्स्थ
Sixth is
पद्म
Padma Prabh.
एंड या
No,
पद्म
Pushpadan.
प्रभ नो पद्म प्रभ
Oh. Okay.
ओके देन सिक्स सेवेंथ इज सुपार्श्वनाथ कंटिन्यू
Suparshwanath.
या
Suparshwanath.
चंद्र
Chandra
प्रभ
Prabh.
यस
Sheetalnath. Shreyansh Nath. So the no
वा
Vata Pujya. Then Vimalnath,
वेरी गुड
Dharamnath,
नो इट्स अनंतनाथ 14th इज अनंतनाथ
oh.
ओके नताशा विच नेम ही मिस्ड आउट
Which one did he say last?
डिड ही से लास्ट ओके अर्जुन नशा नताशा विल टेल अस ऑल 24 लिसन टू हर फर्स्ट एंड देन आई विल आस्क यू ओके
Okay. Just their
ओके फाइन
names, actual four letters.
ओनली नेम्स ओनली नेम्स 24 नेम्स
Rishabh Dev, Ajit Nath, Sambhav Nath, Abhinandan Nath, Sumati Nath, Padma Prabhu, Suparsh Nath, Chandra Prabhu, Pushpadant, Sheetal Nath, Shreyans Nath, Vasapuja, Vimal Nath, Anant Nath, Dharma Nath, Nanki Nath, Kunth Nath, Are Nath, Mali Nath, Muni Suvrat Nath, Nami
वेरी
Nath,
गुड
Parsh Nath, and Mahavir.
एक्सीलेंट वेरी गुड ओके दिया यू विल टेल अस 24 नेम्स
Yes.
प्लीज
Rishabh Dev, Ajit Nath, Sambhav Nath, Abhinandan, Abhinandan Nath, Sumati Nath, Padma
वेरी
Prabhu,
गुड
Dharma Nath, Chandra Prabhu, Pushpadant, Sheetal Nath, Shreyansh Nath, Vasupuja Nath, Vasupuja, Nirmal Nath, Anand Nath, Dharam Nath, Shantinath, Kuntinath, Malinath, Malinath, Malinath,
Naminath,
Neminath,
Parshvanath, Mahavir. Very good, Tia. Okay, Arjun, your turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rishabhdev, Ajitnath.
Very good.
Abhinandanath, Sumatinath, Padmaprabh, Suparshwanath, Chandraprabh, Pushpadan, Chitonath, Shreyansnath, Vasupuja, Vimalnath, Anantnath, Saramnath, Shantinath, Kuntunath, Aranath, Malinath,
yes.
Munisavratnath.
Very good.
Metninath, Neminath, Harshwanath,
yeah.
Mahavir Bhagwan.
Excellent. Okay, Natasha or Dia, did you notice he missed out one again? Anyone? Natasha or Dia? Which one he forgot? Nobody heard. What did he say? Arjun, who is third Tithankar?
The third?
Yeah, third.
Sambhavnath?
Yeah, you missed him out. Okay? Rishabhdev,
okay.
Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath. Okay? Fine.
Okay.
Excellent. Very good. Okay, now Arush. Arush, are there? Natasha, Arush.
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, Arush is there?
Yes.
Arush, who is Bhagwan?
Bhagwan are people who are up in the sky and they are finished knowledge and they help people.
They have full knowledge, right? And one more thing, we learnt in last class 2 points. Bhagwan has 2 qualities. Yeah, Arush, I guess you know.
This is Arjun. It's,
Yeah, Arjun, wait, we're asking Arush. Arush?
Yes?
Arush, yeah, we learned about Bhagwan, the 2 qualities of Bhagwan. The one you said that he has complete knowledge, he is omniscient. Right?
Right.
So what is the other one? He is free from something.
Attachment?
Yeah, very good. So what are the 2 qualities now, Arush?
Yes.
Say again, what are the 2 qualities, yeah? First is... Arush, say, very good, you're saying it right. First is they have complete knowledge, they're omniscient, right? You said it. And second is they're free from what?
Attachments.
Yeah, so they are free from attachment. So these are the 2 things. Now again, say again, what are the 2 things? One is they have complete knowledge, they're omniscient. Second is they're free from attachments. Say.
Same.
Say both again. You have to repeat it. Yeah, first is.
Freed from attachments.
And second is?
Complete knowledge.
Yeah, complete knowledge, omniscience. Very good. Okay, Dia, who is Tirthankar?
Teaches path to liberation.
Yes.
Is surrounded by the magical.
Yeah, magical or magnificence of.
Of the Mosharan.
Very good.
Glory.
Very good.
Has come to actually for a number.
You're reading from the study material or you remember this? Dia?
Yes.
You're reading it from the study material or you remember it?
Little bit, remember a little bit I saw.
You remember it. Very good. Arjun, there are how many Bhagwans?
There are infinite Bhagwans.
Very good. Now, who will tell me the name of five Kalyanaks? We in the last session, we learned about Panch Kalyanak of Bhagwan, five Kalyanaks. Five stages of Tirthankar, I mean.
I'll give a shot at it.
Yeah.
I wrote
Natasha,
it down.
Do you remember? Yeah, you wrote it down. No cheating. I mean, I don't want the exact names, I just want the stages. Natasha, do you remember?
Yes.
Okay, tell me the first two stages.
So there's five stages and there's five Kalyanaks.
Very
the first
good.
One is,
yes.
The first is where the Tirthankar like where the Tirthankar is like it comes into the mom's stomach and all of the devas celebrate 15 months before.
Yeah, very good, excellent. The second one.
The second one is where the Tirthankar actually takes birth, and all of
okay,
the
fine.
They take him to the highest mountain and they do his Abhishek.
Very good, excellent. Do you remember what are the names for these two?
No.
Okay, Arjun knows that. Arjun, you have written that, right? Hello? Arjun?
Yes?
What are the names for these two stages that Natasha told us?
I didn't hear her.
Oh. She told us that the first stage is when the Tirthankar comes in the stomach of her mom, of his mom.
That's what? Garbha Kalyanak.
Very good. It is Garbha Kalyanak, okay? And Dia, what is the other stage when Tirthankar takes birth? Dia.
Janmakalyanak.
Very good. And Dia, which is the third stage?
Shatkalyanak.
Okay, you know what happens in that?
He meets the world and goes for Atma.
Okay. Yeah, he becomes the Sadhu Parmeshthi, right? He takes Diksha. He leaves the world. Very good. Okay, so what is fourth stage, Arjun?
The third stage?
Fourth.
Fourth stage is Ganyan Kalyanak.
Which Kalyanak?
Ganyalan.
It's a Keval Gyan Kalyanak.
Oh.
Yeah, or Gyan Kalyanak we say in short. What happens in that, do you remember?
I do not. I would have to refer to my notes.
Okay. Natasha, what is fourth? In the fourth stage, what happens?
In the fourth stage, the Tirthankar gets Keval Gyan, and that's when he
Very,
becomes
very
Sarvajna.
good. Yeah, he becomes Sarvajna and then the Devas develop
And he
his
becomes
Sam of Sharan, right?
Arahant.
Yeah, and very good. He becomes Arahant Pamishti. Excellent. And Dia, which is the fifth stage?
Most Kalyanak.
What happens in this?
He becomes Siddha
Yeah, the jeev of Tirthankar becomes Siddha in the fifth stage. So see, listen, there are all five stages. First is Garbha Kalyanak, when the soul of Tirthankar comes into the stomach of his mom, okay? First is Garbha Kalyanak. Second, when Tirthankar actually takes birth, it's Janma Kalyanak. In Hindi, the taking birth is Janma. Okay, the birthday is Janma Divas in Hindi. So Janma Kalyanak. The third thing, when Tirthankar becomes monk, Sadhu Pameshthi, okay, he takes Diksha. It is called Diksha Kalyanak. Okay, or Tap Kalyanak. Either Tap Kalyanak because he'll be starting to practice the path of liberation. So Tap Kalyanak. And fourth one is when he becomes Arahant Pameshthi, he gets Keval Gyan. So it's Keval Gyan Kalyanak or Gyan Kalyanak. And fifth, when he becomes Siddha Pameshthi and he goes to the liberation, Moksha, he becomes, it is called Moksh Kalyanak. Okay, Arjun? Arjun? Natasha? It's okay now, five names? Okay. Fine. Now, who will tell me the difference in Tirthankar and Bhagwan? Ayush, are you there? Yeah, you know any difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan?
Between Tirthankar and Bhagwan.
Anyone?
Tirthankar.
Yeah.
There are 24 Tirthankars.
Very good.
But there are lots of Bhagwans.
Lots of as in 1, 2, 20, 80, 100, thousands, millions. How many? How
Infinite.
many? Infinite, very good. So first difference is Tirthankaras are 24 and Bhagwans are infinite. Very good, Arush. Diya, other difference?
Tirthankar have dubious sound.
Tirthankaras have what?
Dubhyadani Bhagwan.
Devdutt. Okay, Bhagwan?
May or may not have.
Very good, excellent. See, Tirthankaras have Divyadvani, but all the Bhagwans not necessarily have Divyadvani. Okay? Very good. Natasha, third difference?
Tirthankars have Tirthankar Namkarma and Bhagwans don't.
Very good. Arjun, you there? Okay, I guess Arjun is out. Arish, can you tell me any other difference if you know? Okay, fine, no problem. There are four difference. We have already three.
This is Arjun.
Okay, Arjun, we are discussing your difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan.
Okay.
Okay, so tell me the any one difference. Arjun? Hello?
Yes?
Difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Tell me, anyone.
The Tirthankars have a symbol on their body, while Bhagwans don't.
Very good. Tirthankars have symbol and Bhagwans don't. So we have now four differences. Tirthankaras are 24, Bhagwans are infinite. Tirthankaras have got divine sound, but I mean Divyajvani, but all the Bhagwans not necessarily have divine sound. And then Tirthankaras have Tirthankar Namkaran, Bhagwans don't have that. And Tirthankaras are symbol, Bhagwans don't have symbols. Do you have any other difference?
Tirthankaras have
Panch Kalyanak
and Bhagwan don't.
Very good, Natasha. So Tirthankaras have Panch Kalyanak, Bhagwan don't have Panch Kalyanak. Diya, any other?
All Tirthankaras are Bhagwan, all Bhagwans are not Tirthankaras.
Very good. All the Tirthankaras are Bhagwan because they become Arihan Parameshwari and Siddha Parameshwari. Arihan and Siddha Parameshwari both are Bhagwan. But all Bhagwan not necessarily need to be Tirthankaras, okay? So all Tirthankaras are Bhagwan, but all the Bhagwans are not Tirthankaras. Any other? Arjun, any other?
Tirthankars are Bhagwan, but Bhagwan aren't Tirthankars.
It's already done. Any other?
No, I can't think of any other.
Natasha, you can?
I think we said all six of them.
Some of Sharon, I guess. We missed it.
All right. Yeah.
The Tirthankaras have some of Sharon. Bhagwans don't have some of Sharon. Okay, now if I have to be happy, do I need to necessarily be Tirthankar, or I can still be happy without being Tirthankar? Diya, what do you say? We discussed this in... We can?
You can be happy without being Tirthankar.
Yeah, so one can attain happiness without being Tirthankar, but one cannot attain happiness without being what?
Bhagwan.
Bhagwan, very good. So this is again one difference. One can attain happiness without being Tirthankar, but one can never attain happiness without being Bhagwan. Okay, so this again is one difference. Fine. And the last one, to become Tirthankar is result of virtue. It is happening because of Naam Karma. Okay, it's already silently covered in that point of Natasha that Tirthankar has Tirthankar Naam Karma. And to become Bhagwan is a result of Dharma. You have to practice path of liberation. Right? Okay, fine. Now, who will tell me that what is the benefit of this? I mean, why we are knowing about the Tirthankars of Bhagwan? Anybody?
To get full happiness.
Right.
But how, by knowing that he is Tirthankar, he is Bhagwan, will get happiness?
By preaching the path of liberation.
By preaching?
The path of liberation.
Okay, so who is going to preach?
We are.
We will preach the path of liberation by knowing this.
Well, we're going to know the knowledge.
Okay, so to get the knowledge of, path of liberation, right? Dia, you have any idea? Why are we learning this? The difference between Tirthankar and Bhagwan, or who is Tirthankar, who is Bhagwan?
Because we want to attain happiness.
But okay, we want to attain happiness, right? But by knowing this, how will we attain happiness? How does this help in attaining happiness?
Because Tirthankar will show us the path of liberation.
Tirthankar show us the path of liberation. Okay, very good. Arjun, any point you have? See, okay, now tell me, you all listen to me. Tell me that Tirthankara, when he takes birth, okay, what facilities does he not have? In this world, what we think that we should have this, we should have this, we should own this, what is that thing that Tirthankaras don't have? They have everything, right? They have all the devas at their service all the time. Right or wrong? Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Yes, my question is, Natasha, you are there? Dia, you also can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, so listen to me and answer the question. It's a question for you all. The question is that it is what thing that Tirthankaras don't have when they take birth into this earth. They have something like they have to do this in their life, they have to be doctor, they have to do something, they have to take job and all that. Do they have all those tensions in life?
No.
Arjun, anything, I mean, that is that the Tirthankara does not have when he is living. Like when he takes, after he takes birth.
Maybe that he doesn't know everything?
Yeah, he does not know everything, but I am talking about worldly things, okay? Like, I want to own a car, or I want to have a good, bungalow, swimming pool, all that. So, is it like Tirthankara, when he takes birth, is there anything of this world that he does not have? I mean, he wants to achieve that. He has all the devas at his service all the time.
I think he wants to have no.
No, that is what he do later when he takes Diksha. But until he is not taking the Diksha, he is living into his home, right? Right?
Right.
Okay, so I am just asking that the one who is devas from the heavens at his service, does he lack anything? I mean, is it anything that he doesn't have, the worldly thing? Tirthankar Naam Karma is a best karma, right? Tirthankar Naam Karma is a best karma. So the best karma must be giving the everything that is best, right? So there is nothing that Tirthankaras does not have. I mean, there is all the leisures available to Tirthankaras, right? Even then, what do? They leave it all and he takes Diksha. You all agree or no?
Yeah. Yes.
He takes Diksha, and for taking the Diksha, what do... You know, all the Tirthankars, they are born in the family of a king. Okay, they are the rule. Tirthankaras, it's a condition. When you become Tirthankara, you take birth to some king, and then when you grow up, you become king, and then you drop that, all that, you know, your kingdom, and then you go to the jungle, and you take Diksha. Fine? Now tell me, when you have all the wealth of the world, okay? You have the best karma means you have all the wealth. Whatever you want, devas give you, or, you know, all the other kings, they agree to you, they listen to you. They bore you, okay? Even then, why is he leaving all this? I mean, just imagine, Arjun, if you are given a great bungalow and whatever you want, okay? Now, will you be, I mean, will you leave it? Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It could be that it's not real happiness, and I want to have real happiness.
Okay, fine. No, so I'm just asking that whatever you want a lavish bungalow, you want to be a soccer player, okay? So you are now a soccer player, you have all whatever you want, a great car, a bungalow, okay? Now, I'm asking you now, will you go, will you leave all this and say, no, I don't want it?
No.
You will not say it. Arush? Arush?
Yes?
Will you, I mean, if you are given all the facilities, all the great things, bungalow at the seashore and all that, whatever you want, will you leave it? I mean, no, I don't want it.
That.
Will you leave if some facilities, the best facilities given to you? You will say, no, I don't want these, I don't want this home. If you had, if you are given.
Nope.
No. But then Tirthankaras who have every best thing, why do they leave it? What does it tell you? What does it tell you? I mean, now can you, you know, infer what does it tell you? They're leaving it then.
It tells us that they don't have any attachment to any living or non-living things.
No, but why? Why is he leaving? What is the reason? Dia, can you guess something? He's leaving it, right? But why? I mean, what does it show? You'll know the answer, just relate it. You'll get it. Tirthankaras have all the best thing, but he's leaving them. Why?
Because he doesn't want any attachments.
Arey, but why? Why he doesn't want any attachment? Yeah, Diya.
He's born on Tirthankaras. He has to follow all the stages.
I didn't get you. What? Repeat. Yadi, again say what you're saying.
He is born as Tirthankar and he has to follow all the stages.
Okay, so you're saying that to complete stages he is doing it. For the sake of complete the five stages he has to do it. To leave this, all this thing. You're saying this. See, no, it does not happen. Tirthankaras don't have to think like, oh, okay, now I have completed two stages, now I have to complete the third stage, so I'll take Diksha. It doesn't happen like this. It all comes automatically, okay? So it's not for the sake of completing the five stages. What does it tell you that he's leaving all the worldly things what he has? What things, all those things which if we had, we would never have left those things, right? Arjun, can you infer something related something to happiness? If you all can. Natasha, can you?
Hear it the first time.
Anything if you can guess. Why is he leaving it? What does it show?
It's not important to him. Jainism is more important to him?
Yeah, but okay, Arjun, okay. Now I'll tell you. See, what does Tirthankara and us, all of us, want to attain?
Happiness, real happiness.
Very good. Arush, agree? You agree? We want happiness, right? Right. Okay. Now, if now take all our Bhagwans and all our Tirthankaras, when they have not taken Diksha, okay? So now consider one Tirthankara who is not yet taken the Diksha, who has not yet become Sadhu Parameshthi, okay? Now tell me, he has everything. He also wants to attain happiness. Now he has everything of this world, whatever he wants, right? For which we go to the school that, yeah, I am taking knowledge because I'll earn, I'll get a good job and I'll do things. I'll have all those things which I want. I'll have good car and all those things. But he is having those things already, right? But even when he leaves it, what does it say? That there is no happiness in the things around you. Are you people getting me? If there was any happiness in the things around us, the Tirthankaras have all the things. They have everything. They could have never left. Because he's getting happiness in his home, then why to take further step? Yes or no? Making sense? It's logical?
Yeah.
If he would be getting any happiness, if there was any happiness in the things, so Tirthankaras must have never left their home, because their aim was to attain happiness, and they got it at their home only by all the worldly things they had, all the facilities. So they would have never left, right? So therefore, it shows that there is no happiness in the things of this world. There is no happiness in good bungalow, in good car, in good job. There is no happiness. Otherwise, our Tirthankaras or our Bhagwan could have never left the home, this world. Is it making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Diya, you understanding it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this teaches us that there is no happiness in this world. So if we want to be happy, so the Tirthankaras are the ideal for us. We can get inspired for that by them, and then we can attain some confidence. Yeah, he is the example that, yes, I want to be like him. They are just an idol, you know. Ideal personality for us, to whom we have to follow, and we can also become God one day. So, by knowing Tirthankaras and Bhagwans, we get to know that yeah, there are some people who were like us once upon a time, and now they practice the path of liberation, and now they are the happiest soul, and they have become Bhagwan. So, in the same way, by following those Tirthankaras and Bhagwan and their teachings, we can also become Bhagwan one day. This is what these Tirthankaras, knowing Tirthankaras and Bhagwan, teaches us. Am I clear?
Yes.
Okay, who will tell me what is the good of knowing this? Okay, tell me one thing. In this world, which thing will make you happy? Diya.
Nothing
will make you happy, sure?
Sure.
Okay, Arjun, you agree, Diya?
I do.
You do. Okay, so we don't want anything now in the world. Do you not want a good car when you become a...
Because if we have a good car, it's not true happiness. And We want.
It's okay. It's what we learned now. Okay, now tell me, what do you feel? You do not want to have good things, good toys, good clothes.
I want good toys, maybe not good clothes.
Okay, so this makes you happy, right?
Yes.
Yes. Actually, okay, see what happens, these worldly things, these make us happy. But if we have to be happy like this for some moments and then again said, I have this toy, I'm playing with it, and it just got broken. Now I'm again sad. Now I want one new toy, I'll cry for some more days, or I'll say, Dad, please, I want this toy now. So now, how much of crying involved in this? You have to, you know, request so much, you have to go to the shop and you have to again take it, and then again it gets broken. So it's like you get good feeling that yeah, you have this, but for very short little time, right? But we don't want happiness for some time, we want it for all the time. So if we want to be happy for all the time, we have to look who has become the happy for all the time. And they are Arihantas and Siddhas, okay? They will be happy for time infinite. Always. Once we become Arihanta, we are happy for all the time. And therefore we want complete happiness. Though these worldly things, they looks they sounds to us as happy things, like yeah, we want to own them, but they do not give us a complete permanent happiness, and therefore we are here to practice the path of liberation, which will give us what? Complete
happiness.
Permanent happiness. Okay, am I clear?
Yes.
Okay, so now this chapter is complete. Now we have two options. I can tell you one story, or I can take the quiz. What do you want?
Quiz.
Quiz or story?
Story.
Quiz.
Okay. Fine. Who have revised? Okay, tell me one thing, till date, whatever we have studied, who will tell me, just the topics?
Okay, the topics are...
Namokar Mantra, right?
It's Namokar Mantra.
Very good.
Sitari Mangalam.
Very good.
Dunkers and Bhagwan. The diff... No, that yeah. Comes under the Dunkers and Bhagwan.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mangal Path.
Yeah, it is Chai Mangal. Very good. Okay, any other stories? What stories of what people have been listed till date? If you remember any of the characteristic, one of the thief.
Wait, are we?
Dia, do you remember? Arjun, wait. Yeah, I know you remember. Dia, do you remember?
I don't think I remember.
Okay, fine. One Chakravarti was there. Chakravarti. Anybody knows his name? Namokar Mantra. Oh, no, Akrit Pundit was a different that we have not yet completed. One Chakravarti who, you know, disrespected
Namokar Mantra. Oh, I think
Namokar
I remember
Mantra.
The story.
Yeah, the Khir and his chef.
I do.
Yeah, the name of the Chakravarti, if you remember. Anyone?
It's Shabam.
You remember it or you cheated it from a note?
I remember it. I didn't write down the story.
Excellent. It's Shabam Chakravarti. Very good, Arjun. Okay, one more about one thief. One thief was there. Dia, do you remember thief? He had this magical, you know, thing which he puts into his eyes, he gets disappeared. Thief who became Bhagwan at last. Nobody remembers. Okay, it's Anjan Chor. Do you remember this story?
Yes.
Hello, anyone?
I don't think we finished the story.
This story wasn't finished. Chaitanya Bhaiya must have told you. I guess you all have listened to this story completely. I wasn't in that class. Okay, if you all have not, I'll take this story in the next session, okay? But it's a quite a big story, so if I'll start now, I won't be able to finish it, okay? Okay, next, in the next session, we are going to have quiz of all these three chapters, okay?
Okay.
So you'll have to revise it, okay? And okay. Arush, till date, what do you remember? I guess you were absent in most of the sessions, so it's okay. But what do you remember? You remember Namokar Mantra and its meaning? Arush?
Yes, I do.
You know the name of five Parmeshtis?
You know the name of five Parmeshtis?
I think I might forget, but I know.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, so whatever you know, okay, whatever you know, you just revise it. In the next session, I'll ask you the questions on those things only, okay? And then don't worry, it's very easy, okay? Okay, now I'm starting with a story of a frog. Okay, frog. You know a frog, the green creature? Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, you know what frog is?
Yeah, frog.
Arjun, Dia, have you seen a frog?
Yes.
Okay, see. Now what happens, once upon a time, there was one, you know, rich man in one of the city, okay? And he was very religious, okay? So, not that religious, but he was like, used to follow the customs, whatever, you know, traditions to carry them on. Not by his own interest, okay? So now, one evening, what happened? He took the bow that, what he'll do? He'll say Namukar Mantra until he has this lamp, okay? The lamp. You know what a lamp is? In this lamp, what do we have? We have, some sort of oil, and with that oil, we light this lamp, okay? The lamp gets lit by the oil, okay? So when the oil gets, it's all extinguished, okay? The oil, when it gets all extinguished in the fire, the fire automatically gets stopped, okay? So this lamp was with him. This lantern, you know lantern, what the lantern is?
Yes, I know what the lantern is.
How does it work, if you can tell me?
It's like a glass rectangular prism. You put a candle in it and then you light it.
Just like a candle, what happens to the candle, it gets melted down, and when it's completely melted, it automatically, the fire and it gets off, right? Same way,
yeah.
What happens in lanterns in previous days, many a time ago, okay? The lanterns had some, you have to put some oil into it, and then you have to light it. Okay, when the oil gets over, the lantern automatically stops firing, okay? So it's like its fire gets stopped, okay? So now this man took a bow that I will say Namokar Mantra till this thing, this lantern is, on. It is it has fire in it, okay? Till this is lighting, I will say Namokar Mantra continuously, okay? So he started. And he started saying Namokar Mantra by closing his eyes. He keep on saying. Now, it's almost an hour. Now his wife enters into the room and she looks into the lantern and to this rich man. So she thinks, she thinks about her husband that, he is very much involved in the religion and he should not get disturbed. So what she looks at the oil and she just observes that, oh, this oil is going to get over. So His husband should not get disturbed by the lantern. She puts more oil into it, into the lantern. Now, Sechi, now the lantern will not, stop lightening. So then the Sechi again, for one more hour, he started continuing Namokar mantra. Now Setani ji again puts the oil into the lantern. Now Sechi again, he started to he kept on saying Namokar mantra all the time. Now what happens with that rich man? He becomes thirsty, okay? He wants to drink water, but he cannot get, because he has taken the vow that he'll say Namokar mantra until the fire stops, right? And now this Setani, she's thinking that she's helping her husband. Right? You getting me? What is the situation? He cannot stop because he is a beau. And the Setani just want to help her husband out. And he is feeling very thirsty. He wants to drink water. Okay? But now he cannot stop. So the Setani keeps on putting the oil. The Sevji keeps on saying the Namokar mantra. And he becomes so much thirsty. But he keeps on saying Namokar mantra. But he's very much inside. From inside, he's very much angry with his wife. Because why? She's putting the oil. I want to stop, but I cannot stop. So he's very much angry from the inside. And he's very much thirsty. So he's thinking of water all the time, but he is speaking what?
Namokar mantra.
So what he is doing, he is thinking of water. He is getting angry on his wife every moment, but he is speaking what? Namokar mantra at the same time. And at last, with his, thirst, what does he get? He get died on the spot. Okay? Because he was very much thirsty and saying Namokar mantra and getting angrier to his wife, he dies on the spot. Now what happens? Now, tell me, he's doing Namokar mantra, he's reading Namokar mantra. So he should, where should he go? Natasha?
He should go to heaven?
Not moksha. You don't go to moksha without being sadhu. Come on, you forgot it.
Oh, yeah.
You have to be sadhu, practice path of liberation to get moksha. You cannot get moksha by saying Namokar mantra for 3 or 4 hours. Okay. Okay, Natasha, what do you think? Where should he go? He wins, right? He was saying Namokar mantra. He did not break his bow, right? He kept on saying Namokar mantra all the time, right? So, where should he go?
He's going to become a frog.
That you're guessing or you know? Because the name of the story is Frog, you're saying it, he's going to become frog. Okay, fine. Dia, what do you think? He did a good job or bad?
He will go again in one of the gati because he was getting angry and he was telling Namokar mantra.
Oh, see Arjun, he was saying Namokar mantra, but inside, from inside, what he was just thinking of water. He didn't think of Arhantas, he didn't think of Siddhas, he didn't think of Acharyas, Upadhyayas, Sadhus. But what thought does he have? He is thinking of his wife.
He has thought of water.
Yeah, water and wife. He is just getting very much angry at it. What is she doing? Stop it. And what is he expecting? That I want water, give me water. I am just thirsty, okay? So,
I think I know what happens.
Now, at this home, they have one well, okay? The well of water. And he dies there and he takes birth into that well only as what?
A frog.
So, now saying Namokar mantra, does that guarantee that some good thing will happen to you? Okay, now, I'll continue the story, okay? Now, what happens? Now he grows up, okay, the frog. And now the wife of the Sechi, the rich man, okay, she goes to the well and takes out some water. And this frog, he gets into that bucket and he also comes out. Now he tries to explain, the frog automatically gets remember everything of the last birth. Okay, he was this, he did this, and now he ended up here. So he gets very, very, very much, you know, he feels very sad that what did I do? I was reciting Namokar Mantra and I do this bad. Okay, so he feels very bad and he remembers all. So he tries to explain his wife, but he was a frog. Wife cannot, you cannot understand what a frog say, right? So he just, the wife did not understand. Now what happens? Tirthankar Mahavir, you know, Tirthankar Mahavir. So he was at that time Arihanta Pameshti. Okay, so he had his all sum of Sharan. Now what happens? His sum of Sharan comes into this city. You know, this sum of Sharan, this keeps on moving, roaming all around the world, okay? So they go certain places, they stay there. The sum of Sharan is not in the, you know, on this earth. It happens on this empty place in the sky, okay? So, and it has some thousand, 60,000 or some thousand, you know, stairs. So when you take the first stair, you automatically get into the last stairs, okay? So then you get into the sum of Sharan. Fine, so Tirthankara's Mahavir Samavsharan came into the city. So what happens, the king of the city makes announcement in all over the city. So people come into this house also to announce that, oh, Tirthankara Mahavir Samavsharan has come. So this frog, he gets very happy. Oh, the Bhagwan has come. So what he thinks of, do the darshan of Tirthankara. He wants to go and bow in into the Samavsharan of Tirthankara. So what does he do? In the garden, there was one rose. He takes the rose and he runs towards, he was very little, but he runs towards the side of Samavsharan, where all the people of that city were going. Okay. Now this king of the city was Shrenik Raja. Okay, this Shrenik. He is coming on his elephant, his royal elephant, he's sitting on that, and this frog, he's going where? To the Samavsharan, along with all the city. Okay, so all the people are running towards the Samavsharan, and this small frog, he's also running towards what? Samavsharan. But you know, a small frog, who looks into a small frog, into the big crowd. Okay, so now what happens, he's very excited, the frog. He wants to go to visit, because he's now very feeling very pity of himself, that when he was a human being, he did not do much, and now he ended up being an animal. So he was feeling very sad, so he wanted to go to the Samavsharan. So now he's going, and what comes from the back? There comes the elephant of the king, and the elephant is running, and this frog is also running, and at one moment, the elephant, the leg of an elephant, just comes on the head of this frog, and he gets dead on the spot. This frog dies on the spot. Okay, now tell me what will happen to the frog. Natasha, now you can guess. What he'll become?
A dev in his next life.
He'll become a dev. You know the story or you're guessing still?
I know the story.
Oh, so sad. Oh, fine. Very good. Okay. Now, what happens? See, when he was a human being, he was reading Namokar Mantra. He was thinking of water. Now he is a frog, and what he is thinking, he want to see the god. He want to go to the Samavsharan. He want to listen to the Divyadhvani, right? So now he is thinking good. And he has flower on his mouth, and he is just running in excitement. He is so much appreciating the cause, the appreciating the Tirthankaras, like the fact that Tirthankaras have come into this city. So he just forgot that there are so many human beings, there are elephants too that may kill him. And now he got killed, and with those good thoughts, good feelings, he goes into the Devgati and he becomes Dev. Okay. Now this king reached to the Samavsharan of Bhagwan, and then this becomes Dev. At the same moment, this frog becomes the Dev, and he has on his, you know, mukut, what we call it, on his crown, Devas had their own crown. He has a sign of frog on his crown. Okay? So now before this king reaches, the Devas, he becomes Dev. He gets to know what has happened and he directly comes to the Samaksharan of Bhagwan. He reaches before the king. Okay? And now he is doing the puja of Bhagwan. This Shrenik Raja, he reaches the Samaksharan and then he looks at this Dev. He was strange. Okay? Only his crown had the sign of this frog. So now Shrenik Raja asks Mahavir Bhagwan in the Samaksharan that who is he? And why does he have this frog sign? Then Mahavir Bhagwan says that this is a frog killed by your elephant and with his good deeds, good thoughts, he is now Dev and he reached here into the Samaksharan. What does this story show? Story is over now. Okay, Vanda Vandhya, can you tell me something? What does this story tell us?
If you have good thoughts, you will get good karma.
Very good. And Arjun, what about reciting Namokar Mantra?
When you recite the Namokar Mantra, only think about the Namokar Mantra, or in your next life, you will be what you were thinking about.
Okay, fine, very good. Okay, Natasha, do you have any other point into this story if I have slightly melted it down, molded it down?
No.
There's nothing like I've missed out, okay? Fine. So, what does this story tell us? That we should never disrespect what we're saying if we're saying about the religion, okay? If I have taken this bow, I have to think only about the Namokar Mantra, not of the water or anything, okay? And next thing, if we have good thoughts, we get good gati, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't guarantee the liberation. For the liberation, you have to be sadhu, parameshti, you have to practice path of liberation, and then you'll be become arahant, and so then completely happy. Okay, fine. In the next class, we'll have one more story and only the quiz. Okay, we'll revise everything. Okay, and it's the final
okay.
quiz. Whoever will be the highest point will be given a prize. Okay, in the next class, that will be the final quiz. Okay. Fine. Okay, we'll now conclude the session. Arush, you will say Namokar Mantra and Dia, you will say Chattari Mangal Path. Okay, we'll join our hands, close our eyes. Arush, start.
Namo Ari Antaram, Namo Sedharam, Namo Ariyaram, Namo Ovachayanam, Namo Duvishavishavunam.
Arjun, eso von Shrimo Yaro.
Eso Panchana Mokyaro Sawa Power Panasano Mangla Namcha Sawe Sim Panamam Ho Hi Mangalam.
Very good. Diya Chattari Mangal Pat.
Chattari Mangalam Maranta Mangalam. Seda Mangalam, Sahu Mangalam, Kiripananto, Dhammo Mangalam, Chattari Rogottama, Arahanta Rogottama, Seda Rogottama, Sahu Rogottama, Kiripananto, Dhammo Rogottama, Chittashanam, Pavajam, Antishanam, Pavajam, Petitionam Pavajam, Savushanam Pavajam, Kiripanantam, Damamshanam Pavajami.
Okay, Jai Jinendra to all. Thank you very much.
Jai Jinendra, thanks to everyone.
Jai Jinendra, thank you very much.
Okay, Jai Jinendra.
Who's that?